Welcome to the Secrets of Witchfinding. Today, we will be interviewing the infamous Witchfinder General, the genius, God-fearing mastermind, Matthew Hopkins himself. For any of you who don't know who this man is, he has devoted himself to purging the world of witches and destroying the works of the devil. Thank you for joining us today, Matthew. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm very glad to be here today.
My first question for you today, Matthew, is what motivated you to start cleansing this world of witches? It is no doubt a massive task. How do you plan to accomplish it?
Well, I began my career when I heard the devil's demons discussing their meeting with the devil in March 1644. Before this, I was a lawyer. After this, I grew a passion for hunting down witches and doing the Lord's work. I decided to travel all across England looking for witches to cleanse this fine land of hell's messengers. It's been a long and grueling journey, but I shall surface victorious.
My second question for you today, Matthew, is how do you find these witches?
When I first started out, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, and I was very inexperienced. Luckily, I found King James's book Demonology, which gave me fantastic insights into the world of witchfinding. One way I used to uncover the witch's true identity is to look for the devil's mark. These could be moles, a crooked nose, or something else. Sometimes these are also hidden. I look for devilish pets, which may be the witch's familiar.
This is all very interesting, but I'm really curious. How do you extract confession from these heathens and make them repent for their sins?
There are many ways to get such people to confess. My personal favourite is the swimming test. My helpers and I tie the supposed witch to a chair and throw them into a river. If they don't drown, it shows that they have renounced their baptism and have therefore been rejected by the waters. This proves their guilt. Sometimes, if they are innocent, they drown. This is very unfortunate, and we are saddened by this, but it's all for the greater good. Other methods are walking the witches to exhaustion and sleep depriving them until they confess.
Wow, this is some great insights. My fourth question for you today is, what inspiration do you have for people who want to follow in your footsteps? You've no doubt inspired many people.
I will soon be releasing a pamphlet with all the information I have gathered about witchfinding. It's going to be called The Discovery of Witches. Since the start of my journey, I have cleansed this land of over 300 witches. Hopefully my success will continue and this country will be great again.
This has been a very eventful podcast. We have learned so many valuable lessons about witchfinding. Thank you very much for joining us today, Matthew. And thanks for listening, you, the viewers. This podcast was brought to you by the Puritan Church.